Hi, everyone. I'm Ann Thomas, and welcome to Women Who Lead. My special guest today is Debbie Dingell. She is the president of D Square Strategies and chairman of the Wayne State Board of Governors, among many other things. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Ann, it's just great to be here. Thank you.
And congratulations on being a 2013 Woman Who Leads.
Well, thank you, and I thank everybody who selected me, and I am honored to be there with so many women who've gone before me and the women that are being honored this year.
You know, Debbie, when I think about you, I think about all the different projects, activities, and things that you are involved in, and I know that you're passionate about a number of different issues. Talk a little bit about, you know, what drives you every day.
Well, God blessed me with an immense amount of energy, and so that I think some people wish I didn't quite have quite as much. But I was a very lucky young woman. I was educated by a fabulous group of nuns, the Sacred Heart Nuns, and they taught me that you have a responsibility to the community, that you are part of a community, and that community is given to you, and you have a responsibility to give back. So I think I learned at a very early age the importance of being involved, meeting other people, listening to who they are, and working together to make the place that we live, the community that we're part of, a better place.
Another important issue for you is the whole idea of listening and talking to people and trying to understand everyone's viewpoint.
I think what concerns me very much right now is the dysfunction that we see in Washington, D.C., and quite frankly at the state level in Lansing as well. People from all different backgrounds, different cultures, grow up with different perspectives. The strength of America and the strength of democracy, as somebody even like de Tocqueville, who came to this country in the early 1800s, talked about, was how each of us can have individual perspectives, but we come together in a community. And somehow we stop listening to each other and saying, is there common ground? Is there a place that we can all agree? How do we work together to make our block better, our community better, our school better, our church better? We're all better off when we can stop and listen and hear somebody else's viewpoint and grow at the same time.
How can you continue to get that message across, Debbie?
I got to just be me. I talk about it wherever I have the opportunity. You know, one of the things that's very important to me is probably five times a week, when I'm in Michigan, seven times a week, I have a group of people that meets at Panera in Dearborn. We are a group of people with very different perspectives, but I always know what other people are thinking, and I always know what's going on in the broader community, because everybody comes together, and there's a lot of grumping, and quite frankly, there's a lot of yelling. But we take the time to listen to each other, and it helps me know what people are thinking out there, what we need to be working on, where a problem may be growing. And I think each of us needs to try to do some of that, to take time to listen to somebody else. And then, by the way, I think we all need to be involved. I think we're now in a society where it's so busy, and Lord knows we all are very busy. We've got which so many of us are just trying to hold it together when you're trying to get it all done. But we can't forget that part of our responsibility is to be involved and be part of community.
The other thing that you are very involved with is women and women's health issues. Talk a little bit about your commitment to other women.
Well, it started at a very young age. I mean, I just quite frankly recognized when I was in high school that I did not have equal opportunity as men did, that we weren't allowed into many schools and many universities that I wanted to go to and that I wanted to apply to. When I graduated from Georgetown University, the Foreign Service School, the State Department took very few women. When I applied for a job at General Motors, and this is a true story, the person who interviewed me said, why would a woman want to work at General Motors? So I became aware at a very early age that there was some discrimination out there. I also was very lucky that I met fabulous women that went before me. I had the nuns who taught me that I could be anything that I wanted to be. Their education, and they're also taking me out at a very early age to see how other people lived and how lucky I was an important part of it. But I also realized that we had to go out and fight for equality, not only for women, but for other disadvantaged people. And as I started doing that along the way, I started to also find out women were really being discriminated against, particularly in healthcare, that we were not included. This is very hard to believe, but only 20 years ago, women were not included in government-funded studies because we had hormones. So, and there was such discrimination going on there. Mammograms weren't covered by most insurance companies for women, while many of the things that were covered for men were. So one of the things I've learned in life is if you pull people together, you build a coalition, you get people from different communities, different backgrounds to work together, you can make a difference.
Debbie, how do you think we're doing right now in the year 2013? How do you think women are faring both personally and in the workplace?
I think that we are better off than we were 30 years ago. And we need to thank many of the women who went before us who helped to open the doors wider. I think there are still a number of issues. The glass ceiling at the top level still has not been broken the way that I would like to see it. We need to see more women CEOs. We're 50% of the population, yet we don't reflect that in any of the elected offices. In the state of Michigan, I think there's 3 women state senators. And of the top 20 cities or towns in this state, only one's a woman mayor. And, you know, I think women bring a different perspective. I think women, when they are in a room and they disagree, try to find solutions. They don't get as angry or as emotional. Well, we do because I'm as passionate as the next person. But we say, how do we work it out? There is women come to problems from a different perspective and try to work things out.
I also think that the most successful women in the business world are the women that bond together with other women and support each other.
You have to do that. I think that one of the things that women of my generation did was perhaps not understand that they needed to help each other. Many times women felt like they were each other's competition. I say that the boys' network is alive and well, and we really need to make sure that the girls' network is alive and well, too. You know, it used to be, you know, men did business on golf courses and women didn't play golf. Women need to find different places to network and to meet each other and to get things done as the men do. But they also need to understand that when other women do well, they do well.
What kind of advice do you have for young women who are just finishing up college and starting to think about getting out there in the working world?
I think you need to know what you want to do, to try to find something that you love and to do it well. I think you need to figure out what your priorities are. You know, one of the discussions we all have is, can you have it all? Well, I think you can have it all, but you may not be the best house cleaner, or you may not get the laundry done on time at the time that you want it to do. Prioritize what you need to get accomplished. But if you want to do well in the workplace, do what you love, be passionate, don't make excuses, dedicate yourself to it, and work with other people. Be open to what other people, comments people have that can help improve your performance, and you'll do well.
Debbie Dingell, president of D-Square Strategies and chairman of the Wayne State Board of Governors, thank you so much for your time today and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Women Who Lead. I'm Ann Thomas. Join me next time here at WJR.com.